Jonas Blue and William Singe with Mama on KMFM, 8:05 Thursday night. You're listening to Glenn Scott. And Jonas Blue recently collaborated with Ray on that huge track By Your Side. And Ray is hanging out on the show this evening. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, love?
I am very good. I swear there was a point, it was either last year or early this year, where you had loads of songs in the top 40 that you'd either written or featured on. Like, yeah. There was Charlie XCX's After the After Party. There was Jax Jones' You Don't Know Me, MO's Not In Love, Jonas Blue's By Your Side.
Yeah.
It just went on and on.
It was pretty crazy, right? Yeah, it was amazing.
Just looking through the top 40 and being like, oh, that was me, that was me.
Honestly, dream come true, yeah. But that was proper, like, an example of, like, just, I worked so hard those 2 years before and it was kind of like nothing, and then all of a sudden, boom.
It all happens at once. Yeah, that's true. Out of every song that you've ever written, which one did you have the most fun doing so?
Probably the Jax Jones one. We had so much fun writing that. We were just having a drink, jumping around, freestyling. That was a brilliant session.
Because how did that collaboration come about? Because that was one of the biggest songs of last year. We still play it on the show today. It still sounds so good on the show. How did that collaboration with Jax Jones all come to life?
So we're on the same label, and we have the same A&R, the same label person who looks after us both. And he kind of said to me, oh, you should get in a session with Jax Jones. I was like, yeah, down. I'm so down. And then the first session we had, we just clicked. We bantered. We played old jazz songs and we danced around. And then we just wrote that song.
How long did it take to write it from start to finish?
We kind of, you know, knocked it out in about 2 hours, 3 hours. But you never know. Some sessions take 3 days. Yeah. Some take like 2 hours. You just never know what the vibe is going to be. But that was a pretty, like, I think you can hear it as well. It's not very overthought. It's pretty, like, simple and, you know what I mean, fun.
Yeah. Let's chat about your new single, The Line. We've been playing it on the show for a while. The video looked so fun to film.
It just looked like it was one, so fun.
One massive party. Yeah, was it? That's what I was going to ask. Was it as fun as it looked?
Yeah, it was really fun to film, yeah. Because we had those kind of, like, two different looks. One side I was in heels all day, so it was really, my feet was really hurting, but I still had fun. And the shots we were doing were only water, so that was really sad, to be honest. But other than that, it was really fun.
Yeah. What's something about filming a music video that most people don't know? Like, is there a completely non-showbiz side to it?
Well, yeah, you're not allowed to drink alcohol on set. I think it's because obviously I'm with a label, so it's not like down and dirty, do whatever. They're proper codes of conduct or whatever. So it was like apple juice in your drink and like whatever, but it was fun. It was, apart from that vibes was great. We had some incredible extras and like everyone was just having an amazing time. Another thing you probably wouldn't know, you literally have to do so many takes of the same scene.
Really?
Especially when you're getting started. It's just like repeating one scene and having to act like, yeah, every time.
Yeah,
because you're like, oh my God, I'm so done with this scene. Let's do the next one.
I suppose it kind of takes it away when you are drinking apple juice and someone's like, oh, can we do it for the 50th time?
Yeah, exactly. If we was all drunk, it would have been a laugh, but it was a bit more serious because we were all on apple juice and all needed the toilet all the time.
Were you actually drinking it? Because I always thought that stuff like this, you'd kind of pretend to drink it. Like, you know when you watch sitcoms, like American sitcoms?
Oh, yeah, they don't sip it.
And they don't sip it. And when they've got, like, food in front of them, if you look at them really carefully, nobody is eating
it. It's so funny.
But you were actually drinking the apple juice.
No, I was, yeah. And then I was just like, oh, I need the toilet again. Oh, Ray needs the toilet again.
They're like, you're not meant to be drinking the apple juice. It's just there for show.
No, I know.
Jax Jones and Ray, You Don't Know Me on KMFM. And on this show this evening, Ray is hanging out. So we have been chatting about the video for your new single, The Line. We're going to hit play on that track in a minute. But first, tell me how it came to life.
So the track came about from kind of like my first experience clubbing. I remember getting in the queue, I was with all my friends, it was my best mate's birthday, and I was wearing like a t-shirt and trainers and I was super excited. But I remember queuing up and we waited an hour and a half in the queue, then we get to the front of the queue and then the lady at the door and the bouncer's like, sorry guys, not today. And I was like, oh my gosh. And we proper kicked off at them. We was really angry.
Yeah.
And I kind of got the memo. They were like, you're in trainers, you don't look right, da 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 da. And I just kind of remember being like really upset and kind of annoyed at the fact that, you know, places like clubs have these ridiculous rules where women have to look like sexual objects, you know what I mean, to get inside so that the men feel like they're in a nice place or whatever. And boys were just walking in trainers and whatever they wanted. And I was just so annoyed. I remember after that night we went out and we found some like really cool like underground venues and we just had a wicked time. And I just wanted to write a song about the fact that you can have fun if you don't get into that bougie nightclub. And we've all been rejected from at least one nightclub, so we all know how that feels.
Yeah, 100%. You need to go back. You need to find the bouncer or you need to find that club.
And bring
the CD.
Here's my song. Ha ha ha.
And you'll be like, at the time, you made me feel awful, but now look what I've got.
In it. This is all your fault.
Now, can you play this in your club, please?
That would be the ultimate winner, wouldn't it?
Yeah, if they asked you, and then you'll be like, okay, well, I would, but I'm wearing trainers, so I'm not coming back.
Oh, sorry.
Ah, that'll be just the ultimate redemption
story.
Revenge
is sweet.
Can we do a game of YouTube comment autocomplete? So what I've done is I've gone onto the video for the line, I've gone onto the YouTube comments, and I've swapped out some words for the word blank. You just need to guess what the word is that I've taken out, okay?
Okay, all right. Okay. I haven't looked at my YouTube comments, so I'm going to be like pretty bad at this.
Okay, well, it's good because it means no cheating. The first one.
Cool.
Hey, look. Another song by Ray that I absolutely blank.
Love?
Yep, there you go. You got a love one. Ray is the next blank blank.
Big Thing?
Yeah, you're smashing this.
And
you said you haven't read these comments.
No,
right?
I actually haven't, but I just assume blank blank is like big, I don't know.
And plus I'm not gonna do anything that has any swearing in because obviously we're on
the
radio.
There you go, yeah, exactly.
Okay, we got two more. This is a blank.
A banger.
Yes.
Yay.
Out of all of them, I didn't think you were gonna get banger.
Yeah, I just felt like that's what someone would say. And I proved right.
And it is a banger. And your
getting
final one.
Points.
Didn't notice the blank is back.
I have no idea what that is. What is it?
Okay, so your final one is didn't notice the Queen is back.
Oh, that's nice. That's really lovely.
I mean, it must be a nice confidence boost when someone called you an actual queen.
That's a very lovely confidence boost. Thanks for picking out all the nice comments. That's
all right.
Lovely.
I didn't, to be fair, in my defence, I didn't see any bad ones.
Really? That's good.
And even if I did, it would probably be quite awkward if I was going to be like, this song isn't.
But Ray is the blank worst.
And we just did like 10 of them and you were like, really? Is this a game? Is this meant to be fun? No, they were genuinely just all good comments below.
That's amazing.
So thank you so much for hanging out on the show this evening.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I've had so much fun.
It's all right. I'm going to hit play on your new single. Can I leave you to introduce it here on KMFM, please?
My name is Ray, and this is my new single, The Line.